Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello.
Morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners out there.
So you got the Cats over there tomorrow night against your Port Adelaide.
Yeah, they're flying in, so they've been granted exemption. So, yes. So we're looking forward to a big game. But if you've never gambled before, put your money on Port Adelaide tomorrow night. But do gamble responsibly. So, yes.
Well done. All right. You got some big stories. So let's start off with Windows. Are we getting a new one?
Looks like we are. So they've announced an event for June the 24th to show what's next for Windows. When the event invite came through, there was an image of what looks like a new Windows logo. The light was shining through the window, Darren, and it displayed two vertical bars that looked very similar to an 11 on there. So people get very excited about those invitations. When Windows 10 was introduced, it was touted as the last version of Windows. So we've had Microsoft released two new versions every year for it. So they lied. We've really got to say that if Windows 11 does come out, we've really got to say that they fibbed. People have questions on there. Will it be a free upgrade? We've got no idea. Will it run all my old software? We've got no idea. I personally hope not. Still get people who want to run 15-year-old rubbish on their computers instead of buying something new.
Hello, Vista.
And will I have to buy a new computer? I think it will be a bit about driving hardware sales out there as well, because I've got to say Apple laptops are really eating their lunch at the moment as far as speed and everything's concerned. And there are some other changes coming to Windows before that as well. If you've got multiple monitors out there, they're looking at making sure that you can rearrange your apps on there as well. Support for Bluetooth audio and fixing the god-awful Windows Store, which is dreadful on there if you've ever had to download and buy software from there.
Okay, so June, end of the month, they'll shed more light on it, so to speak.
Yes, we will do it right on this station.
The light shining through the window. Right, let's go to Apple. I saw old mate, what's his name, the boss of Apple now?
Tim Cook.
Yeah. He was very excited, and gee, they put a. I tell you what, when they launch products, they do it well. Like, they're the best at it.
Yeah. Oh, they are. And, you know, nobody ever says anything on the day that they go along and make those announcements, because they take all the publicity.
Yeah.
So they announced what's coming in August, September. When the new iPhone comes out every year, there's always the new iPhone operating system, the iPad one, and the Apple one. So iOS 15 will be coming out August, September when the new phone comes out as well. If your phone can run iOS 14, which is anything from an iPhone 6S and above, it will run iOS 15. That's really good news for everybody out there.
Mm.
A couple of changes are going to really enhance FaceTime as well. They're trying to kill off Zoom because most of it does really look better than Zoom on there as well. They'll have the ability to read text in photos and search for text in photos. Google have been able to do that for a while, as you'd be well known on there. So if you take a photo of, let's say, a restaurant menu, which has got, let's say, the word schnitzel on it, you'll be able to search on your photos and just search for schnitzel and pull up that word inside the photo.
Oh,
great idea. You can actually do that on Android and Google right now. Changes to messages will make notifications less annoying. Major changes to the iPad operating system to make sure that you can multitask on there as well. They'll have widgets on the desktop. If you're on an Apple computer as well, they're going to call the new system Monterey. They always name it by a place in California. But one of the cool things about it is if you hold an iPad near your Apple computer when Monterey comes out, you can actually drag and drop between the two seamlessly.
Stop it.
That's really good.
And no, that's good, Apple, yeah.
I reckon it's great. And Apple Watch, they've got a feature coming up called Walking Steadiness, which is going to be really big at people who stagger home from the pub on a Friday or a Saturday night.
All right, so when does all this stuff actually hit shops?
You'll see all of this stuff will be available, downloaded August, September. As soon as the new iPhone gets released, it's usually the week before that.
Righto. Okay, now, there's another census. It's like deja vu all over again. So we all know what happened with the census last time around. Will it be any better, do you think?
Well, they're promising that it's less than 70 days now. So the Australian statistician, David Gruen, says they're well prepared and ready. I remember the last bloke telling us that as well, but before they decided to do it, you know, all online. This time, it's been built using the Amazon Web Services. They've awarded a contract to a thing called PwC Australia. Last time, they said they had a hardware router failure. They said that they had a DDoS attack. The people out there don't know what that is. That's like 5,000 people ringing into the switchboard of 7AD all at once, and those phone calls never stop.
Yeah.
So that's why nothing can get done. Really, Darren, I just think too many people logged on all at once, and just that's what happened on Census night. You won't have to wait until Census night to do it. So if you know what you're going to, how many people are going to be in your home on the 10th of August, you get the instructions in the mail in late July, so you can do it online or on paper. You know what, Darren? Let's wait till the 10th of August and let's flog this thing to death as well, so we see if it falls over again. But we do wish the census the best of luck.
Well, indeed. And you know, I think that the problem was just overload. And the problem is that you can't expect to do it at the same time. Everyone, you know, hitting that system at the same time is just too much. So if they spread it out a bit, I mean, surely you get the same information. So
yeah, you do, yeah.
Mm. All right, that's all good stuff. Thanks very much. Now, just details on those new Apple gear. You've got that on your website, I assume?
That'll be up in the next couple of days as well. One important thing that is up on my website, which I've had a lot of people talk about, if you split up for your partner, people always say, has my iPhone been hacked by my ex-partner as well? So it's a very important post that I had put up there, so you can actually check if your iPhone, and explains all about that. So, yeah, but the Apple announcements will be up on the website in the next couple of days.
All right, talktech.com.au. We'll talk next week. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Darren.